This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just posted a picture online. It's already hit about 1,000 likes. They're looking at a brother like, wow, he lives this amazing life. You see, it's so good from the outside, but when they take that deeper look inside, they see a brother on his lonely, battling, struggling to sleep at night. See, I'm aging. I show age. 20 years now, I've been up on this stage. I saw life, I saw a change. I saw us go from this way to that way. Driving through Madrid, done 16 hours from Calais. Life of a traveller, they don't understand my journey. So Maya just FaceTime. Sham called yesterday from Thailand. We speak little but got a lot to say. Life is coming and going like a holiday. Wondering, angel of death, will it take my soul today? We used to do water fights, watch the super soaker spray. Then it turned to real life, street life, casually. Powers in the money, we saw it so we chased it.
Grew up with the boys. Assalamu alaikum everybody, we'll get started in just a moment.
Well, I was eating corned beef, dry with potato mash. They was dipping fries in a ketchup with a Big Mac. Tired of that pain, got tired of that struggle. I want the gold chain, Air Max with air bubble. And daddy was a hustler, mommy was a hustler too. Pockets are empty, it's clear what I'm about to do. They thought we done it for the status and the thrill. Them time we done it for the mills and pay the lights bills. Cause life's real, gypsy old, no school bag on my back. The owners are robbing banks and spending money on crack. You see, I'm 2 years away from a Shino with a drop tag. Walking through West, Nokia banana and Probito bag. Still sad, no guidance, blind, no direction. Money started growing and names start getting mentioned. 16 years old was getting chauffeured in the S-Class. Eating at the Ivy when you're hungry, life changed fast. Looking at my past, I didn't see it coming. Safra to Marwa, walking and running. Bro, we nearly went through life without giving gratitude. They forget about Allah. They got the wrong attitude. Their books are just decoration for the shelf. They're living like they created themselves. Like they ain't gonna die, rise up and be judged. They turn their back on a purpose to live the life of a thug. That's dead. Yeah, but the issue's pretty simple. Mum, dad, uncle didn't set a good example. They chase the money too, that's why we're raised in London. Surrounded by fitna, land of this corruption. Deep in the jungle, it's hard to see it happen. Children of the ghetto, real sons of Adam. Sinners, but we're winners, we don't know no other way.
We don't know no other way.
Go read a book, board ain't got no toys to play. Careful with the words I say, who am I to pass judgment? Just cause I found another way, can't look down on those who haven't. Fathom on the words, take time to ponder. Make plans for when he's older, he didn't live to see tomorrow. Lifestyle, the things we're doing for this life. Surrounded by broken hearts and fake smiles. Inside your loss, hurt and full of pain. But outside we're pretenders, snapping every day, gramming every day. Some seekers of attention, controlled
seekers
by the
public, of attention.
The real use in prison. The vision is paradise, but it's like we don't want to get there. We live here like we love here, and we're stuck here. Speaking to the cameras more than you speaking to your family. Try to get
back
to paradise, you got the wrong mentality. So many trip ups, it's like a brother stuck his boot out. I came a long way from the madness and the shootouts. They don't see where we came from, the mad streets we were raised on. South side of London, whole end screaming, Salaam Alaikum. I live live in the jungle and I work hard to stop it. So I don't really care about this little boy's gossip, or she don't cover her hair properly, doesn't bother me. I ain't gonna be questioned about her or sloppery. I just pray she sets a better example for the younger queens. Too busy focusing on me.
Past
on genes, far from the best, but I respect my religion. That's why I ain't proud and I keep my sins hidden. My mum says she proud of me. Samaya smiles when she sees me. Sister call me regularly. Play fight with a UB. Never miss a daily prayer. And I fast 30 days consistently. How can I not be happy? This is my dunya. This completes me. See, we expect too much. Like we're living in a fantasy. Have you ever put on them black gloves and know there's about to be a tragedy? And then you find religion. Think all of that's at the back of me. And then you find more hatred in life that's meant to be peacefully. Backward living. Backward thinking. Makes you want to give up.
Makes you want to give in.
When you started off swimming and you're sinking what you believe in. True guidance, true love from the one above. See, I've been through all of that. Council flats and prayer mats. Missed calls from Shaitan.
He's not getting a call back.
Simple with the wordplay. I've been on this from early. Smalls and a maniac. Juice on a Friday. Really, what can I say? Blessed enough to be chosen. You got 35
blessed enough to be chosen.
Like 21, they're frozen. Life's only temporary, it's not permanent, it's alone. Why are we trying to sit up here like we don't want to go home? We're stuck in the Game of Thrones. Everybody wants to lead, and they're on some fame greed. Everyone's dying to be seen. Care so much about what people say, you can't even be the real you.
Be the real you.
The people, and it feels like you're in an empty room. I can do the show like I'm posing for the GQ, or I can do the road blacked out in that tracksuit. Mad you, so many layers to this character. Film star, building that orphanage in Gambia. Go and say it, I know what they're thinking. That's a contradiction, can't do both in this religion. Well, guess what, I came a long way, now on my way out.
I came a long way.
Slander and put that new video out, talking about your brother. If that sits well in your heart, you should have told me it'd be like this when you invited me from start. See, I've been a victim of the rumors, been a victim of the
gossip. Been a victim of the rumors, been a victim of the gossip.
And they trying to stop it. I don't pay attention. Biting stays behind my back.
Biting stays behind my back.
Surah Al Falaq. You don't Surah Al Falaq. You can't celebrate my glory.
You can't celebrate my glory with me.
I want good for everybody.
I want good for everybody.
Time flies, we soon die. Life, it's like we took our eyes off the prize.
We took our eyes off the prize, brothers and sisters. We took our eyes off the prize. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hold on, we're checking. There we go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How's everybody doing today? We are also going live on Instagram, so I'll be going back and forth between the comments here and the comments on Instagram. Insha'Allahu ta'ala. Let's put this away. We're not doing any of this today. Oh, that fell. We'll be all right. How is everybody doing? Nasiba, salam alaikum. King Fuse Lit House. Tajwar, salam alaikum. Mazin, salam alaikum. Hakim, salam alaikum. Tuman, salam alaikum. Zahur Bat, salam alaikum. Iram, all good. Alhamdulillah, the back is doing well. Kareem Jabbar, DJ Yusha, Amina Ayad, all well. Yusuf Khalid, salam alaikum. Everybody on Instagram, salam alaikum. Serenity, salam alaikum. We're going to be trying to do some more YouTube as well as Instagram lives. I know I have not done an Instagram live. For those of you watching on Instagram, I haven't done an Instagram live in a very long time. These are our weekly live streams that we do on YouTube. And I used to try to do Instagram as well. So I will be trying to do some more Instagram lives as well. I won't say that it'd be every week, but inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to try to get back on the Instagram lives. As all of you can see from the Instagram description as well as on YouTube, the stream is sponsored by Al Ihsan Foundation. I have signed on with them full-time as a global ambassador, completely full-time working with Al Ihsan Foundation, and we are working to do some amazing things, insha'Allah ta'ala, with refugees all over the world, with the situation going on in Turkey and Syria. We have camps right now in Turkey and Syria and in Lebanon. We do cataract eye surgeries all throughout Africa. We have orphanages. We have so many projects in the work, and I've been brought on to help make those projects even bigger and even better. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If you guys could support at Ihsan Charity with what's going on right now, please do so. The link is in my bio on Instagram. The link is in the description right here on YouTube. I will be having a very large Launch Good campaign coming up in Ramadan, inshallah, where I will be trying to raise a large amount of funds to support camps and support projects that we are doing when it comes to food packs that we'll be giving out in the month of Ramadan, when it comes to iftar meals we're going to be giving out in the month of Ramadan, when it comes to Eid gifts that will be given out on Eid al-Fitr, inshallah ta'ala. I myself will be traveling out to some of these camps post-Ramadan. I'll be traveling out to help with the charity work in person on the ground. So I am looking forward to it highly, inshallah. So if you guys could please follow the Al Ihsan Foundation's page. The link is in my bio. We will be opening up a U.S. branch, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, soon. So there'll be a U.S. page. There'll be a U.S. website. There's going to be a U.S. office. Because why? This is why, guys. Mutahir Sabri is well, alhamdulillah. I just spoke to him actually not too long ago. Mutahir is well. He had double hip replacement surgery, so he is recovering from that. Nadir, salamu alaikum from Dagestan on YouTube. He is recovering from double hip surgery, so may Allah grant him shifa, insha'Allah ta'ala. Now, I just want to kind of explain the reason why Shahfad from India, salamu alaikum on YouTube. I want to kind of explain the reason why I decided to go on full time with the Al Ihsan Foundation, and why I chose them specifically, and why I chose to shift a lot of my focus to charity work. Number one, the brothers behind Al Ihsan Foundation, I have known them for nearly 13 years. I have known them for a very, very long time. And they are some brothers and sisters who behind that organization who are seriously about the work of helping others. They're seriously about the work of helping people. And they are probably some of the most trustworthy individuals I've ever known. And that's saying a lot coming from me. That's saying a lot coming from me. To get for me to label someone as truly trustworthy, for me to put my entire career in their hands, takes a lot. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the brothers behind Al Ihsan Foundation and the sisters who make it possible. But the reason I decided to put a lot of my focus on charity, yes, I'm still doing my coaching sessions. My coaching sessions are still available, but they are very limited now. My coaching sessions are limited to 2 sessions very, very early in the morning and on the weekend. But the reason why I've focused most of my attention now to charity work is because priorities. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me a lot in life. Like, yes, He's tested me. He's put me through a lot. Those of you who know about my story, those of you who know about my past and my childhood and the prison tapes, etc., you know that, you know, I went through a lot of struggle. But having been involved in charity work for quite a few years now, I also speak highly about gratitude, because I realize how grateful I am to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me in my life. Like, I am super grateful for what Allah has allowed me to do with my life. And part of that gratitude is helping those who do not have. Because most of you watching this right now, you have so much. You've been given so much by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you think you are struggling, right now, you don't realize how much you are blessed in perspective of what other people in the world are struggling through right now. If you see what the brothers and sisters are going through in Palestine, in Turkey, and in Syria right now, and in other places throughout the world, they are going through so much that we take for granted. And we all owe a responsibility by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to try to help those who are in need with what Allah has blessed us with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with being able to have most of what I want in life. To have, you know, to have my health, alhamdulillah. My back is getting better. Alhamdulillah, you know, what I have right now, the family that I have, you know, the friends that I have, the roof that I have over my head, the food that I'm able to eat every single day. Allah has blessed me so much. And in order to be grateful to Him, I want to try to help others who don't have those opportunities, who don't have those opportunities. Because one day, all of us are going to be gone. One day, this world is going to be gone. One day, everything is going to be gone. And we're going to have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are going to be asked about our brothers and sisters and what we did to help their situation and what we did. We see these videos all the time on Instagram. We see these videos all the time on YouTube, on Twitter, of people struggling, of people, you know, now right now in Turkey and Syria and in Lebanon, living in the streets, living in tents, you know, losing their family members, not knowing where their next meal is going to come from. We see this all the time, but we are going to be questioned about what did we do about it? What did we do about it? What did we do? So I have decided that a lot of my time, I want to dedicate it to helping those who are in those situations. I want to try to be as helpful to others as I can, because that is a surefire way to gain yourself some ease from the retribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day we stand in front of Him. That is it. We are one ummah. We are one body. Inni hadihi umatukum ummatan wahidan wa anna rabbukum fa'budun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that this ummah, your ummah, is one ummah. This ummah, your ummah is one ummah, and I am your Lord, therefore worship me. So if we are indeed one ummah, if we are indeed one nation, if we are indeed one community, then we have to look at each other like family members. We have to look at each other like people are hurting and people are going through struggles. We need to be able to try to help them with the best of our abilities and with what we can, insha'Allahu ta'ala. Insha'Allahu ta'ala. So this is why I'm focusing on this, because priorities are something that we really got to start focusing on, especially as you get older in life. Brother Abu Farouk with the Tier 1 membership on YouTube. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, brother. I don't know why the alert box is not showing up. Maybe it's delayed, but I see you, my brother Abu Farouk. Welcome back to the Tier 1 membership. Brother, been around for a long time supporting the channel. I just don't think it's showed up yet. So if it shows up, give you your due respect. Inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. So that is why I have joined with Al Ihsan Foundation and am going to take a, you know, there it is.
Membership received.
May Allah bless you, Abu Farouk. And that is why I am joining with Al Ihsan Foundation and am becoming a project manager for the U.S. state sides of things. And we're also looking to open up in other countries, inshallah ta'ala, and putting a lot of my time into charity work, because I think it's needed. It's, you know, there's so much of a need out there. I am free. Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah. Al Ihsan is a great project. May Allah bless you and everyone putting this important project forward. May Allah bless you. I am free as well, and your family, inshallah. Thabit Media, assalamu alaikum on Instagram. So when we look at our lives, right, guys, this is going to be my short reminder. Again, today's stream is going to be a bit short just because I have so much work to do. Being brought on, I officially started yesterday with the charity, and there is so much work to do, especially with Ramadan coming up in about 3 weeks. We have so much work to do to get prepared for this month of Ramadan, and I am just swamped. Oh man, no worries, Abu Farouk, man. May Allah bless you. I know how long you've been here, my brother. No matter what your badge look like, my brother, I know how long you've been here. And for those of you who want to join us on YouTube and you want to support and you want to have badges and stuff, please do that, inshallah. Please do that, inshallah ta'ala. Because everything that comes through the YouTube channel now, they're going towards this. We're going to try to put it towards the charity work, inshallah. We're going to put it all towards the charity work and getting the U.S. offices up and running, inshallah. Because our lives are flying by, and our priorities are so out of whack as a community. Like, our priorities are so all over the place, in that we act as if we are going to live forever. We live in this world as if we are going to live forever and never die, when the reality is that death is waiting around every corner for us. We never know. The charity link is in my bio, Wallo 1979 on Instagram. The charity link is in my bio for Al Ihsan. You just go to theirs, inshallah ta'ala. our priorities. So we live as if we are going to be here forever, and death is quickly coming to all of us. We don't know when it will be. And our job in this life, brothers and sisters, our job in this life is to do as much as we can with the little bit of time that we have before we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once our death reaches us, once our death comes to us, that is it. That is the end of everything. There are only, when death comes to us, and it can come to anybody at any time. Trust me, we see that now with, you know, young, healthy people dropping dead left, right, and center. Death can come to us at any time. And when death comes to us, all of our actions cease. Everything that we've done with our life comes to an end, except for three things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that after you die, your deeds come to an end, except but for three things. The first of those things being sadaqatul jariyah. Sadaqatul jariyah, meaning charity that you have given that continues to help other people. Think about giving charity to help heal the blind through their cataract surgeries and the vision that they're going to have, to read the Quran, to see things, and the amount of good deeds you're going to get from every single thing they do with that sight that you have been able to give them back. Think about the sadaqah that you give if you support an orphan, and that orphan grows up, and every prayer he makes, and he's making dua for you for the rest of his life, and every Quran he reads, every salah, every fasting, every charity goes on your scale of good deeds. Or you help build a masjid, every single prayer that is made in that masjid is going to go on your scale of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. Or you help build a water well, and you help feed people. All of these things are considered sadaqatul jariyah, because they're charity that continues to benefit people. They're charity that continues to benefit people. Serenity, yes, I will, inshallah ta'ala. Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. The second one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that stays after your death, is beneficial knowledge. So knowledge that you have shared with other people, knowledge that you have shared with other people that continues to be of a benefit after you die. So this is why if you learn things about the deen, try to share them with others that you know. But make sure what you share, this comes with a caveat. This comes with a caveat. Make sure that what you share about Islam is based on evidences is from the Quran or from the Sunnah, verified Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Because this is all that is Islam, what is in the Quran and Sunnah. But beneficial knowledge. And the third thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said would remain behind after our death are righteous children who continue to make dua for you. Righteous children who continue to make dua for you. Because every dua that you make for your parent who has deceased goes as good deeds for them on their scale on the for the Day of Judgment. So if you have parents, brothers and sisters, who have passed away, if you have parents who have passed away, then make dua for them. Because these dua, my power lunch smoothie just came. Thank you very much, Moon Bunny Star. Assalamu alaikum. These dua that you make for your parents after they are gone, become hasanat for them. They go on their scale of good deeds. So that's one way you can benefit your parents after they are gone, is to continue to make dua for them. Continue to make dua for them. Because brothers and sisters, this life is more short than we understand. This life is so small. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hold on, I had to get a coaster. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about when we are resurrected on the Day of Judgment, then we will be asked about how long we stayed in this world. And even if we live 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, we will respond by saying that we were only there for a day or a part of an afternoon or a few hours. It will feel so short, because when we are resurrected on the Day of Judgment, we will be looking at eternity. We will be looking at forever. We'll be looking at perpetuity. So the time that we spent in this world will seem so small, so short. Therefore, brothers and sisters, make sure that this little bit of time that you are living in this world with your life, do the best that you can with it. Do the most that you can with it. Be the most helpful that you can with it. And when you make mistakes, you will make mistakes. I'm guaranteeing you right now, every single one of you that is watching this, you will make mistakes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kulli bani Adam khata." Every son of Adam makes mistakes. Every son of Adam sins. Al khayrul khata'ina at-tawwabun. But the best of those who are sinners are those who are repentant. So when you make a mistake in your life, then repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be of the tawwabun. Be of those who return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then learn from that mistake. Try not to repeat it again. Try to learn from your mistakes. Because mistakes that you learn from, the mistakes that you learn from become lessons. And lessons are things that help us later on in life. If you don't make mistakes in life, you won't learn. But please try to learn from your mistakes. Please try to learn from your mistakes, insha'Allah ta'ala. So that's my little reminder rant today, is life is short, take advantage of it. Life is short and take advantage of it. And for those of you who want to support the projects that I'm involved in now with Al Ihsan Charity, please do so by clicking. They're tagged in my bio. I'm a global ambassador for them. They're tagged. You can go and support them there. Or wait, very soon I will be launching a Launch Good campaign in the month of Ramadan. A big Launch Good campaign I will be pushing very hard in the month of Ramadan. So please support it, inshallah ta'ala, so we can try to help as many people as we can. And very soon, inshallah, you guys will see me going on the ground where the work is being done in Lebanon, in Syria, in Turkey, in Africa, and in everywhere else that we have locations where we are helping people. You will see your brother Yusha hitting the road, but this time I'm going to be hitting the road to help people. Hitting the road to help people who can't help themselves. That is our job. Allah has blessed us with the position to be helpful to others, then take advantage of it. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what I want to do with the little bit of life that I have left in this world, is to try to help other people and be beneficial to those who are not able to help themselves. That is what it's all about. That is what it's all about. All right, guys, for the next 15 minutes, I'll take some questions, inshallah. So if you have questions on YouTube, pop them in the chat. If you have questions on Instagram, pop them in the chat. But realize on Instagram, I can only see about this much of the questions. So I'll answer them. I don't have time today to do a whole, you know, the question thing where you can ask them, which I will do next time, where I'll put up the little question where you can click it and I can look at them. But for right now, I'll just answer what I can, inshallah. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. So if you have any questions for the next 10, 15 minutes, we'll work on those, inshallah. I don't know why this is not working. There we go. All right. But please, you know, guys, do what you can to help others. Most of you watching this right now, most of you watching this stream, you have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with enough in life. You know, we don't need a lot. Like, we don't need a lot. You have a hard time waking up for Fajr? Set about 10 alarms. You see, let me tell you something about getting up for Fajr and getting up for other things. You have to be disciplined. Being disciplined is very, very important when it comes to getting things you want done in your life. You can only be motivated so much. So set an alarm for Fajr and get up every single time it goes off. When you hear it go off, wake up, get out of bed, put your feet on the floor. Do that for 6 weeks. Do that for 6 weeks. Dedicate yourself that I'm going to get up at 5, 5:30, whatever it is, for the next 6 weeks. And I promise you, if you do it with regularity, it will become a habit for you. I get up 5 a.m. in the morning, sometimes 4:45 in the morning, no matter what. Even if I don't set an alarm, I am up 4:45, 5 a.m. every single morning because I have disciplined myself to do so. And it does not matter. That's what time I get up. You have to be disciplined. Certainly, do you used to be traveling to do speeches? I will, inshallah ta'ala, on a more limited basis. I will, inshallah ta'ala, on a more limited basis. Sir, I love someone I want to marry, but there is so much problems. I have become Muslim. I don't understand the question. There's a lot of nuance behind that question to answer with just that. Sleep early. You got to get your 8-hour minimum waking up on just an alarm with easy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. Yes, Muhammad Dilawar from YouTube, 100%. You do have to go to bed a little bit early. You can't be going to bed 12, 1 o'clock in the morning and expect to get up on time. How do I get my iman stronger? Work on it like a muscle. Work on it. You got to work on it. You got to work it. Iman is a muscle. You got to work on it. Are you going to try to cop the AJ3 on the 11th? I am, bro. That is my favorite one of all time, so I'm going to try to cop it. But Iman is a muscle. You got to work on that muscle. You have to spend some time. If you want your faith to get strong, it's just like any other muscle in your body. If you want a muscle in your body to get strong, you're going to have to work on it. Because if you don't work on it, it becomes weak. And the older you get, the weaker it gets. And it gets into something called muscle atrophy, where you just can't use it anymore. Our faith is our biggest weapon. It is our greatest strength. It is our greatest asset. So we have to work on it. I said I love someone. She's Muslim now, but her family is Christian. Can't let her marry. I can't let her marry a Christian. I don't know how to solve that one, brother. You're going to have to just reach out to somebody who can go through the more details of that, inshallah ta'ala. Suleiman Safi, you the reason my man went up, then make dua for me, bro. I could use all the du'as that you have to offer, inshallah ta'ala. Tajwar, I said I don't know how, but under my skin, very near my fingernails, there's a dirt-looking particles. Do I have to scrape my skin or move them? No, that's too much hardship, Tajwar. Don't go all that. If you can clean it, clean it. And if not, then say bismillah and make your wudu and pray, inshallah. No need to go hammer time and tear up your fingers to try to get that dirt from under your nails, my brother. It's a little bit too much for you. I'm having my my power smoothie lunch at the moment. My lunch usually consists of either a salad with maybe some shrimps or something, or some prawns, something like that, or a power smoothie most of the time. Bismillah. How can I remember Allah at the time? Sin. What do you mean, Shaz Ali? I don't understand the question. How can I remember Allah at the time? Sin. It's kind of a... if you could expound upon that a little bit more. What should Muslims do about getting stronger when gyms have free mixing? Then you don't have to go to the gym. You're going to have to go to the gym. You can work out at home. You don't have to have weights and all of this crazy stuff to get in shape. You don't. A lot of my workouts I do are without weights. I do a lot of calisthenics. Calisthenics will make you strong. Weights are for building muscle and mass. But if you want to get strong, if you just want to be strong and to be healthy, you could pick up a couple of very small dumbbell weights from online or something like that, and you could work out at home. You don't always have to go to the gym. You just make time for it. I work out at home. I work out at home. I work out at home. So if the gym has free mixing and you can't go to it, then find an alternative. Where there is a will, there is a way. Where there is a will, there is a way. How to know if Allah is testing us versus angry at us? We don't know. We don't know if Allah is testing us or He's punishing us. With tribulations that we go through in life, we don't always know whether Allah is testing us or whether Allah is putting us into difficulty to free us of our sins. But it doesn't matter, because both of them are good outcomes. If Allah is testing us, then if we pass the test, then He grants us reward at the end of the test. And if Allah is... If Allah is putting us into difficulty to... If Allah is putting us into difficulty to free us from our sins, that is also a good thing. That is also a beneficial thing. So whether He is testing us or whether He is punishing us to free us from our sins and purify us of our sins, either one of those are good outcomes. So... it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Rebecca Dominic, Farah Hussein, may Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. Electro, Sam, do you still do the online gaming? I do not that much anymore. MGL, the MGL server that I created, which is on Discord, discord.gg/MGL, still exists. The youth run it. They do everything on it. I personally don't have time to do the online gaming streams anymore. Maybe we'll get back into them on Friday evenings in the near future once I get settled in my job and stuff like that. But right now, I simply do not possess the time. I did it a whole lot more when I had the time during the pandemic and coming out of it. I had a lot more free time on my hands. But now my free time is so, so limited, like super limited. Like I'm working from the time I get up till sometimes I'm having meetings at 10 o'clock at night with people who are on the other side of the world. So I really do not have the time anymore, but maybe we'll see inshallah. I'm struggling to pray all my salah. Someone who never used to pray, but I had questions. If I'm outdoors and I can't find a place to wudu or pray salah, if you're outdoors and you can't find a place to make wudu, you can make tayyamum, where you just get dust or put your hands on dirt and you wipe your hands and your face and look up the rulings of tayyamum. We have to pray no matter where we are. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah has made the entire world a musalla. The entire world is a place of prayer for us, except for, you know, the dirty places like bathrooms and graveyards. But everywhere else is a place of prayer for us. Missing our keeping our prayer in check is one of the most important things that we can do for keeping our iman strong. Trust me, if you lose your salah, you lose everything. You lose everything. Everything goes with it. Everything else goes with it. Keeping the salah strong is the foundation to keeping your faith strong. So you have to keep the foundation intact. Jazakul khair, let us know, bro. No worries, Electro. Tahira Bano, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So yeah, if any of you guys still enjoy the gaming and stuff like that, join our Discord server, discord.gg/mgl. There's nearly 7,000 brothers and sisters over there. It's completely segregated. It's completely completely monitored and halal and all of that. So you can join from over there, inshallah. I still do it in the evenings with a couple of friends, brothers that I know and my kids. But I just don't have the time to stream like I used to. But maybe we'll see. On Fridays, we might bring Hot Drop Fridays back if I get the time, inshallah. Brother, I need to help find some halal games. I love games, single on thing about playing. I can't give you halal and haram rulings when it comes to things like that. I myself just stick to mainly playing like first-person shooter games, and there's questions about that, but we leave that for another day. You know, as long as the game themselves are not contained, this is my personal opinion for myself and not for anybody else, as long as I don't see anything in it that is blatantly calling to shirk or nudity or anything like that, then I'm cool with it. But if it has that, then I stay away from it. Can we pray in a Catholic church? I don't know. This is something that I can't answer to. I'm not a faqih. I'm not someone who has qualifications to give rulings about things that I don't know. So I don't know. How is Moon Bunny? Moon Bunny is good, alhamdulillah. She just brought me my lunch, as a matter of fact. Look after yourself, Yusha. Assalamu alaikum. Uzma, look after yourself as well, inshallah. Carmen Falcone, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh on YouTube. Please add Modern Warfare on your live. I'm not sure what you mean. How important is respecting your parents, and how don't stress my brother? We have to have respect for our parents. Our parents are the vehicle by with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to be in this world. They took care of us when we were little. We have to give them respect. 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 There's no way around that. Now, there's always caveats to if they're abusive and things of that nature. You know, we need to try to protect ourselves. But in general, we should always give our parents respect. We should always work to give our parents respect. Is having a bird haram? I can't give you haram rulings, but I have a bird and I don't think it's haram. I have a bird. My bird is actually probably upstairs right now somewhere. If Moon Bunny is listening, she can bring the bird to me. If Moon Bunny is listening, she can bring the bird down to me. I usually have the bird on my YouTube live streams. I haven't brought her on my Instagram streams, but we have a bird. We have a parrot at home. We love her to death. She's part of the family. We have a bird and a cat. Usi, how are you? Salam. I'm good, alhamdulillah. Rocko Rock on YouTube. If you only know Tashahud and not Durood Salat, I wouldn't say that it's not accepted, but you need to learn it. You need to learn it because there's going to come a time where you should have already known it by now, because that's something that has to be known by necessity. And there's going to come a time where if you don't know it, it is going to call into question the validity of your prayers. Yes. So you need to do that, inshallah. Looking forward to Ramadan. So am I. I am looking forward to this Ramadan. Definitely looking forward to this Ramadan, inshallah. 8-Bit, Samir, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Habibi. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How you been, bro? We've been missing you. We've been missing you on Ashika Island, bro. I see you play with Kidwise sometimes. We're going to get you back in my server and playing, inshallah. We were playing with Dean and Accelerant and my son the other day. So we got to get you back in, my brother. Got to get you back in. Got to get you back in, inshallah. Zain plays, salamu alaikum on YouTube. Abu Farouk, even our non-Muslim parents deserve respect and proper care. 100%. 100%. I've been following you since you came back, came to Tooting back in 2011, 2012. A Zahid, may Allah bless your journey to Islam. May Allah bless you and your family the best. You too as well, A Zahid. May Allah bless you and your family and grant you goodness in this life and in the next, inshallah ta'ala. If we come in the masjid between jama'ah prayers and we see someone praying but not sure of their prayer, they're praying whether it be sunnah or far, do we join them, or you should just pray alone at that time, Abdullah and Salim, because you don't know what they're praying. Yasmin, keep your charity work going, brother. Yes, I am full time with them now, so we will keep the charity work going, insha'Allah ta'ala. I see some people have asked some questions through this little question button, but let me see. Oh, you can actually read all the questions now. They've updated it. Does the law not decree anything for the believer except that is good? Yes. Anything that is decreed for the believer is good. Anything that is decreed for the believer is good. Anything that is decreed for the believer is good. Anything that is decreed for the believer is good. Carmen Falcone, I bought a boat because it was for sale. Carmen Falcone with the jokes on YouTube. Carmen Falcone with the jokes on YouTube. I bought a boat because it was for sale. Google, what do you do with non-practicing Muslim cousins? You try to guide them to the deen. How do you motivate your kids to pray? You got to motivate your kids to pray by, number one, explaining to them how important it is. But also, you know, you don't give them a chance. May Allah forgive us all. You know, kids, you have to, you know, force them to do a lot of things that they don't want to do, right? When we teach kids, I have three kids, inshallah. May Allah, yes, I will remember you in prayer, Shaybaz. We have to ask our kids to do a lot of things. Yes, YouTube, please hit that thumbs up button. There's more of you here than likes. If you don't mind, hit that thumbs up button. That helps the algorithm for your boy on YouTube. A lot of times we have to push our kids to do things that they don't want to do. And prayer is one of them. Is it permissible to wear a girl wear jeans inside the baya? I don't know. I don't see a reason why not, but I also don't know. Yes, and tell them the benefits. Lead by example, 100%. If Moon Bunny is watching, can she bring the bird to me? Tell Moon Bunny. If you're watching the stream, bring Phoenix down here, inshallah, before we get off. Because we'll be getting off here shortly. Sorry about that. I forgot to put it on Do Not Disturb. Oh, there she is. Oh, come here. She missed. She flew to me and missed. There you go. Come here, Phoenix. This is our bird. Everybody on YouTube sees her. Everybody on YouTube has been able to see her. She's got vegetables all over her beak because she has been eating and her beak is a bit dirty. But this is our bird. This is our bird. She chills. She's very chills. She likes chilling with me. And she's a regular on the YouTube streams. Any plans on visiting it looks like England? I just came back from England, as a matter of fact. How to find a revert spouse if your circle is not large? Can you help? That's going to be hard to do because I don't know what your circle looks like. I would say, you know, you can look up some services online, like Sunnah Match is a good one that I've heard of, and some other ones, but you got to be very careful with that as well, inshallah. Abu Farouk, yeah, Phoenix is the co-star of the YouTube stream. Phoenix is the co-star of YouTube streams. I'm a new revert to Islam. This upcoming Ramadan will be my first. Any tips for a beginner? My tips for a beginner for their first Ramadan would be to take it slow. Take it slow. Make sure you focus on your fast. Make sure you focused on the Quran, because the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Allah says, "Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran huda lin-nasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan." That the month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah revealed the Quran, a guidance to mankind and a criterion between right and wrong. So please focus on your fasting, your salah, your acts of worship, as well as spending some time with the Quran, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, how are you doing? I'm good, alhamdulillah. Health is getting better. May Allah bless everyone as well. Sim, I don't know how to pronounce your last name on YouTube. I'm not going to try to tear up your last name. Have I ever been to Morocco? Not yet. An alcoholic enters the masjid. What are we supposed to do to welcome him or get him out? It depends. It depends on what he's there for. If someone comes into the masjid intoxicated, then we learn from the lesson of the Prophet ﷺ, a man came in the masjid and urinated in the masjid because of ignorance. and the companions wanted to jump on him. He said, don't do that. Let him be. Let him finish. And then go dump some water on it. And he took him to the side and he explained to him that these were not the etiquette of the masjid. So if someone comes to the masjid intoxicated, but they don't have evil intentions, they have good intentions, then we welcome them. They welcome them. But if they come with bad intentions or negative intentions, or they're acting crazy, that's a whole nother story altogether. What's up, Phoenix? You just want to chill on my hand today? Usually you want to chill on my shoulder. You don't want to get on my shoulder? There you go. Usually she hangs out on my shoulder. Did you study in university? I did. And it depends on what you're trying to accomplish in life and what goals you have by going to university, whether or not you think it will be a benefit for you in the field that you're trying to get into. Some fields these days need degrees and some don't. Amatullah, assalamu alaikum. What happened to your podcast? It's just on pause right now. It's just on pause. My podcast is not going anywhere. My podcast will be back. Reflections will be back. The podcast with my wife will be back, inshallah. Samosas and sweet tea. It's just I've been so busy. I was in the UK for 5.5 weeks. I just got back. I was injured, so I had to take some rest, and now I'm started work for Al-Hassan Foundation Charity. So I'm just getting back into the swing of things. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. We'll be back. The podcast reflections will be back. The podcast with my wife, Samosas and Sweet Tea, will be back, inshallah. Mazen Hassan, what do you think about Minnesota Islamic University? It's a very good university, alhamdulillah. The Islamic University of Minnesota, which is headed by Sheikh Dr. Waleed Idris Al-Manisi, is an amazing university. Sheikh Waleed is an amazing scholar, alhamdulillah. That is where I did my bachelor's and my master's as a graduate with Sheikh Waleed from the university. It is good, alhamdulillah. It is very, very good. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Sheikh Waleed Idris. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless. What's up with you today? Why are you bugging? Come on. Why are you bugging out today, Phoenix? Why are you being all bugging? Why are you all bugging, huh? Why are you bugging? You're just a big baby. This bird is literally just another baby. Our cat's a big baby. The bird's a big baby. Everybody in this house is just a big baby, right? Just a big baby. So may Allah bless them, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. I have a question. I heard that Muslims, Jews, and Christians believe in the same God. No, they don't in reality. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a partner. Wahdahu la sharika la, who is alone with no partner. And that is not the same. The premise or the overall principle might be similar, but there is some nuance and differences there. So, alhamdulillah. All right, guys. I am late. I need to get back to work. I need to finish this lunch and I need to get back to work for the charity because literally we are so far behind. So I will, Imam Khan, I will, inshallah, make a video on get. Okay, I'll think about that, inshallah. So this one needs to go back in her cage. You need to go back home in your house and I need to get back to work, guys. But again, next Thursday, again, while I'm in town, we're going to be doing this every single week, inshallah, to the best of my abilities when I have the time. So next Thursday, around the same time, we'll try to start around 12, 1 o'clock. We'll be doing it. But in the meantime, please make sure you guys go follow Al-Ihsan Charity on Instagram. Go follow Al-Ihsan Charity on Instagram. Follow them. I am going to be working with them heavily and closely, and a lot of my work is going to be going over there. So follow them. I want them to see their follower count go up and the beneficial work that they do, inshallah ta'ala. So go give them a follow, support the charity, donate what you can for the appeals that are going on right now in Turkey and Syria, right? You see Phoenix, right? Donate where you can, right? She agreed with me. So go over there and support what you can, donate, help them out, inshallah ta'ala. And I will see you guys. I'll see you guys next Thursday, inshallah. See you guys next Thursday. Until then, I got nothing but love for every single one of you. Who came and gave me a little bit of your time and your attention. As I say every week, your time is your most valuable commodity. The fact that you came and gave me a little bit of it makes me so honored, and may Allah bless you in it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you peace in your heart, peace in your minds, peace in your homes, peace in your souls. And remember to make dua for me as I make dua for you, and to make dua for all the Muslims suffering throughout the world. May Allah bless you all. Barakallahu feekum. I'll see you next Thursday, inshallah. And we'll have a new video coming out hopefully before that, inshallah. I'll see you guys on Thursday. May Allah bless you. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. All right, guys. We ended Instagram, YouTube. I got nothing but love for you guys. We'll see you guys next week. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I'm out of here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.